Hi everyone, welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, Joshua is talking about moving from the limited perspective to the higher perspective, seeing yourself as more competent, more healthy, more satisfied, more of a being of love, more perfect than you thought you were. So this is really what moving from fear to love is all about. It's moving from a perception of yourself based in fear to a perception of yourself based in love. It's moving from thinking of yourself as the victim to your surroundings to thinking of yourself as the creator of your reality. And so it's an arc. It's an arc from fear, love. It's an arc from the perception of imperfection to the perception of perfection. Now, will we ever get to that final idea of perfection? Probably not, because this is an eternal journey. But if we can see ourselves as more perfect and more free and more abundant and more beings of love and more with the capacity to create our reality any way we want to, then we're on that journey of self-discovery to discover the perfection of the entire reality. Not just yourself, not just everyone else, but everything in the reality. That's the truth of what's going on here, is it's all perfect. We can't see it, obviously. We are tending to believe things are wrong and bad. But when we can start to see things from the higher perspective once in a while, well, then we're moving from fear to love. And when you're moving from fear to love, it's much easier to be in alignment. It's much easier to receive inspiration and to act on the inspiration. It's much easier to see when you're feeling fear and not act on urges to change conditions. Life gets better the better you think your life is. It starts with that perception of reality. And when you are thinking of yourself in those higher terms, your reality shifts to represent what you think about yourself to you. Okay, before we get going, I'd like to remind you to just like and subscribe and leave a review and share this with your friends and all that stuff. If you'd like to get more involved, we have a private Facebook group called Friends of Joshua. Search that on Facebook and you can join. It's totally private. And also there's a 7-day course on the website. It is $79, but if you use the coupon code 50 off, it's only $29. And this has the manifestation event form in that. That's the form that all the boot campers use, all the Ascension Experience people use. And it's 7 days. It's a pretty easy thing to do. It's all automated through the website. And if you join up for that, just remember you're going to get emails sent to you. If you don't get them, they're probably in your spam folder. So a lot of people have joined that and everyone's really fascinated with this manifestation event form. So check it out. And if there's anything ever I can do for you, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. All right, get ready for the show. We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hi, Joshua.
So you're all on a different level in your journey. You're all going from fear to love, just like all humans are. You're coming to a higher place. You're coming to understand more about who you are and how the system of physical reality works. And so what we like to say is that you're on the leading edge of the leading edge of thought, whether you're on this phone now or listening at a later date. If you're listening to this right now, you're looking at things in a new way. You're willing to take the leap of faith. You're willing to see things from a higher perspective. You're probably used to seeing things from a lower perspective, and wherever you are is fine in that process. If you've been living a life and having a lot of fun and seeing how everything's working out for you, if you love your life and love yourself and love the people involved, well, you're looking at things from a higher perspective and you're living more in alignment with who you truly are. You're seeing more of the perfection that is inherent in your life. And if you say, well, my life could be better than it is, it's not so great, I'm going through troubles right now, I don't have anyone to love, I'm not interested in the work I'm doing, well, then you're simply perceiving your life from a limited perspective. And so the change that is going to come is from seeing your life as imperfect to seeing your life as perfect. Your life is you. You, your perception of yourself, your perception of your identity, that persona that you've created, well, that's you too. But also all of your relationships with everything in your reality, all the people you know, all the society, all the interests that you have, all the beliefs that you have, the way you look at things, the way you see things, the way you hear things, the what you're interested in, your passions and attributes and all those things, well, that's all you as well. When you start to see it all as perfect, not just perfect in this moment, but perfect in all past moments and will be perfect in all future moments, well, then you're seeing the truth. That's all that is. That's the truth of who you are. Well, there's an illusion going on here in physical reality. And so you're buying into the illusion when you're seeing things as not as good as they should be. When you're holding onto an ideal and you're judging yourself in relationship to that ideal, but remember that ideal is you as well. So all of this is happening for you to come to the new conclusion. And that new conclusion is that everything is right. There is no wrong anywhere in the universe. If there is nothing wrong, well, then there could not be anything wrong with you. you could be perfect as you are. And so this conclusion to understand that you're perfect as you are is a journey. You don't have to accept it right now. Maybe you can intellectually understand it. Maybe you can see the things that are good, that are right, that are perfect in your life. And then you can say, well, I'm going to make an adjustment here. I'm going to look at everything else. And I'm going to look at all those other things that I think are bad or wrong or could be better. I'm going to look at all that from the higher perspective. And I'm going to say, yes, that's perfect. Yes, that's perfect. And maybe you don't believe it right now, but you're on this journey, this journey of self-discovery to discover what? That everything worked out perfectly, that everything is working out perfectly, that you are love, that love is perfect. And if love is perfect and you are love, then you must be perfect as well. So coming to this conclusion is to come to understand who you truly are. And that's the joy of this physical experience. That's the exciting part of it. That's the interesting part of it. That cannot be done any other way. You've come to this life to seek these new ideas and these radical new approach to life, to see that everything actually always was perfect all along, and that the illusion says it's imperfect. Imagine that. Imagine coming to this new level of clarity where you really see how good things are, how wonderful things are. And therefore, you're not afraid of anything anymore. There's nothing to fear. All the fears are rational. When you know you're eternal, when you know that you're infinite love, when you know that you're magnificent, that you're limitless, well, then what is there to fear? Nothing. And so what do you fear? Well, all that stuff is irrational. Yeah, you can start to see that now. You can start to see the irrationality and all those fears that are keeping you from doing the things you're inspired to do. That's all that is. Are you ready to do the things you're inspired to do? Well, we'll know when the time comes, when you feel the inspiration and when you feel the fear, can you push past that fear? If you can, you're ready. If you can't, you're not quite ready. You haven't quite process those limiting beliefs just enough yet, but you're working on it. You're chipping away at them little by little by little. You're creating a sculpture of your belief system from a rock of granite into a fine, beautiful, lovely, exciting, joyous work of art that's magnificent and represents who you are. You, everyone you know, your entire reality, every aspect of it is perfect. See if you can see it from that perspective, not all the time, but once in a while, and you'll be on your way easily, effortlessly, joyously towards understanding more and more and more about who you really are. That's why you're here. That's what you intended prior to your birth. That's why you're listening to this now. That's why you're engaging in the activities that you're involved in. That's why so many of you are in different kinds of courses and you're all playing with new ideas. It's all fun and exciting. Can you put some of it into practice? Yes, you can. Can you put all of it into practice? Not quite yet, but you're getting there. There is no rush. You have all the time in the world. You have an eternity of time. How much fun can you make this journey in this lifetime that you have by looking at everything in a new way? And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
You just said having fun. And I love this topic of having fun. And it kind of leads me to this question of living as a child or living in a childlike way. I think you've said on previous calls that those who live in joy and in a childlike state are actually live more in alignment and are therefore further along their spiritual journey up the mountain. And is that true? Did I get that right? Or is it, is that like the journey is to live in more fun and more childlike way?
Imagine that you've come into physical reality to live a human life for the first time. Everything is new. Everything is interesting. You don't really perceive that much because this is your first time around. But you're living in a childlike way because there aren't very many distractions. You don't have that many fears to overcome yet. You're sort of adopting the fears along the way. So imagine a child in that first childlike life without too much of awareness of what's going on. All they are is blended with their inner being, inner self, living easily and effortlessly. Everything is new. Everything is fun. Everything is full of energy. There's nothing really to fear. They haven't adopted the limiting beliefs yet. So imagine yourself in your childhood. Those days, whatever ages you were, where you were having the most fun and playing around with your friends and doing all sorts of things and having adventures and having dreams and ideas and fantasies of what you'd like to do, you weren't bogged down by the limiting beliefs. You weren't bogged down by the pressures of adulthood. You were more in tune with who you truly are. You are in alignment. In alignment, you are receiving all those fantasies, all those fun ideas of what to do, all those amazing imaginations of what you would do when you grow up. It was childlike and free and in alignment. Now, you didn't have to prove yourself to anyone. You didn't have to do anything until you did. And once you did, you had to live up to expectations. You had to behave. You had to follow the rules. You had to be good. Well, that bogged you down a little bit because there was resistance there. How come I can't just have fun? Why do I got to go to school? Why do I have to do this work? Why do I have to do my chores? Why do I have to listen to what you think is the rules? I am fully connected to my inner self and I know what's good for me. What are you telling me when to go to bed and when to wake up and to brush my hair and brush my teeth and take a bath and all these things? And then it gets bogged down and bogged down and bogged down. And then you have pressures from friends, and then you are still amazingly in alignment and full of energy, even in your 20s. And then parenthood sets in and career set in, and there's demands from you. And due to the inability to understand what your limiting beliefs were and then process them, it at the time, those limiting beliefs grew momentum. And so you got more bogged down and more serious and more worried about the future and more attached to rejection and loss and even death. And you'll say that most humans who don't understand the process of processing their limiting beliefs become more limited as they go older. They withdraw more. They are more susceptible to negative emotions, so they don't understand what that is, and so they tend to get out of the way of that. Now that you're aware of how the system works, you can look at your limiting beliefs as they pop up, and you can see them for what they are, and then you can process them. As you process them, you will start to feel better, because you'll know that anytime you're triggered, it's due to a limiting belief, and you can process that limiting belief. That limiting belief is not true. You picked it up along the way, or you brought it with you from a previous life. Whatever it may be, it represents some form of fear. Now, that's only limiting when you are inspired to do something. And so when you're inspired to have fun and you say, no, I have to go to work. No, I have bills to pay. No, I can't afford that. You're limiting yourself. Even though the inspiration's coming, you're not pushing past that fear that pops up because the limiting beliefs are too strong. If the limiting beliefs are less strong or less intense, the fear will be less intense and it'll be easier to push past it. I can take the day off and do whatever I want to do. I can spend a few bucks on this. It's not going to matter. I can invest in myself. I can invest in spending a day with my children. I can do whatever I want to do. That's the truth of this. And if you live by that truth, then you'd be having fun all the time because inspiration generally is incredibly fun. Now, the fear is going to pop up, but the action is always going to be fun, easy, productive, exciting, powerful. That activity that you can do that you're inspired to do, that will lead you to the joy. The resistance to it, the resistance to that inspired idea, that's fear. And that's what's uncomfortable. You say, well, I get this inspiration to do this, that, and the other thing, and there's so much fear and I can't do it and it doesn't feel good. And you associate the doesn't feeling good with the inspiration. It's not. It's with the fear that's always going to pass up because you're used to a comfort zone. And you say, well, as long as I stay small, I don't have to encounter this fear that pops up when I'm inspired to do something because I'm just not going to do it. Now, if you start taking action every time you're inspired to do something, the little thing that you can do in the moment, that's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have to move out of that comfort zone. That's the feeling of expansion. Expansion in the early stages is uncomfortable. But once you get used to it, once you gain some confidence by doing it, it'll start to be fun and exciting. And you'll look at it rather than in anxiety, you'll look at it in excitement. Now, those two emotions are quite closely linked. They're both on the other one side of a coin. Anxiety on one side, excitement on the other side. The anxiety pops up when you feel inspiration to have some fun. And the excitement comes when you push past the fear. As soon as you push past the fear, you feel the excitement. So you flip the coin over. That is true of any emotion. There's a positive side of that coin and a negative side of that coin based on your perspective. Now, they both work together like batteries. So there's a polarity there. There's a positive side and a negative side. but it's part of the same emotion. The negative side pops up when you feel the fear based on limiting beliefs that you can't do what you're inspired to do. As soon as you say, I'm going to do it, then the other side comes around. Sorrow, joy, excitement, anxiety. You could go through a whole list of different emotions. And so you'll feel one part of the emotion and then flip to the other part of the emotion as soon as you make the decision to push past fear. That's how you have fun. Now, humans will go along, they'll come in, then they'll have a little bit more complicated lives. They'll be willing to explore things that cannot be explored in the non-physical that you would call bad or unwanted. But that's just exploring the fear and moving through that. And from the non-physical perspective, that's just a flip, click of a finger, just a snap of a finger. It's a very short amount of time. It is no time at all. It's just an experience. And there's a lot to be gained from these experiences of exploring who you're not. As you come out of that to explore the authentic version of you, it gets a lot more exciting. It gets a lot more exciting because now you have the perception of a reality that is based in truth, because you have come to discover these teachings and other teachings that have led you to know for sure that reality works differently than you always thought. Now, you still have the limiting beliefs and you still have the momentum from how you used to live your life. So as you shift into a new approach to life based in love and not fear, you'll have to confront those fears. Those fears will be confronted one after the other until you gain confidence. Once you gain confidence, then nothing will scare you, because the limiting beliefs will be so small because you've done the work to process them that you'll see easily anytime that you're triggered by anything, you'll say, oh, just a limiting belief. That's not real. That's the illusion. I'm going back to reality. You'll see things as they truly are, and you'll have so much more fun because you'll be doing so many more activities based in inspiration rather than effort and struggle.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
This is my first Joshua call. I just joined Boot Camp 16, so I'm very new to all this. So my question is something along the lines of teaching my students who are 3, 4, and 5. Is it possible to teach this to them? Am I just supposed to, I don't know how to navigate life now with this and how to incorporate it and teaching students who are 3.
How about this?
I want to do that.
Learn from them. They haven't figured out. They haven't been altered yet. They haven't been programmed yet. They're living naturally. They're living by inspiration. So what do you see when you see a bunch of 3, 4, and 5-year-olds? What are they doing? They're having fun, aren't they? They're doing whatever they're inspired to do. They're laughing and giggling and everything's new and exciting and interesting. It's only when you put them into a rigid structure and say, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, do they well up with fear. But if you were to watch them on the playground where they're able to do anything they want to do, they're interacting with each other, they're discovering each other, they're in alignment generally. Sometimes they're not, but most of the time they're in alignment. They're making up new games. They're full of excitement. They're not controlling their mouths or their voices or their volume levels. They are being exactly who they truly are. They're being authentic. What you have come here to learn is what they already know. You have come here to learn to relearn how to be a child, how to be authentic, how to act on inspiration in the moment to have as much fun as you can. Why can't you do that now?
Oh, I enjoy them and I
no,
see
no.
that.
Why can't you be exactly like them right now? Why can't you go running around in the park playing and laughing and giggling and screaming your head off?
Oh, I absolutely can. Yeah.
You could, but do you?
No. We have to stay,
you have
follow
beliefs,
the schedule. And
you have beliefs that limit you from that. Now, none of those beliefs are true. Because if you were able to act like they're acting all the time, and there are people who are able to do this, who are simply focused on what they're interested in, focused on having as much fun as they can, focused on enjoying life to the fullest, they aren't maybe running around willy-nilly. Maybe they're a little bit more focused now, but they're focused in a way that they know that there's no limitations. And so in that, they're simply doing what they're inspired to do. at any time. And when they change their mind, they're able to change their mind and go from one thing to the next thing without stressing over quitting something before it's finished, you see. So the only thing that's stopping you from having this kind of experience is how you perceive you need to be in order to operate, because you've adopted all these beliefs along the way that says you have to be good, you have to be responsible, you have to do what you're told to do, you can't do things your own way, you have to follow the system or follow the rules, you can't sit down with that class and teach them about the laws of the universe because you might encounter someone who disagrees with you. But you could do that. You could sneak it in. You could write a children's story and tell it to them. You could let them know how the higher perspective works compared to the limited perspective. You can let them know what beliefs are. You can talk to them about all these things, but they know it already. So there's nothing for them to compare it to. What's a limiting belief? I don't have any of those yet. What is control and fear? I don't really have that yet. Maybe when they are teenagers, they will get that. Maybe when they're in college, they'll get that. But certainly we say it's a fantastic idea to teach the young these things, but they don't really need to know it because they're on a trajectory. They're going to adopt their limiting beliefs. If you're a parent, well, then you can operate with a little bit less control. If you're a teacher, you can operate with a little bit less control. That little bit less control will allow them to be freer longer. But they're still going to encounter their manifestation events. They're still going to have limiting beliefs. They're still going to have these formalities of conditioning, but those set up the trajectories of their lives. And that's what they intend to prior to the birth. There are no accidents. It's not by chance that they found you as their teacher or found their parents or found their place and time of their birth. It's all working out perfectly as they designed it. All you have to do is understand the perfection of the system. If you understand the perfection of the system, you can do what you're inspired to do, and then you can stand by those choices. But you must always stand by any choice you've ever made, because every choice you've ever made is perfect because it's created this pathway that allowed you to get here now. So there are no wrong decisions. There are no wrong way of doing anything. Every single thing is right and perfect. It's been created, this momentum that's brought you here, and from here you can do anything. You can make any choice you want. You are totally free in every sense of the word to do anything you want, and everything else is a limiting belief that you are now ready to process and work on. Not the big ones right away, but the outer layers of that infinite onion of limiting beliefs, and you can peel them away safely and easily and without too much drama involved, and then go from there. See how much better you feel. And after 8 weeks of doing this, you'll come to a new conclusion about who you are. You'll see that there's more perfection than you thought there was. There's more freedom than you thought there was. There's way more abundance than you thought there was. Everything is out there for you in this moment. Now, you have to endeavor to see it, endeavor to look at it from another perspective, endeavor to see the perfection where once you saw imperfection. That's all that's going on here. It's not that difficult, except for the fact that you don't quite know what imperfection is compared to perfection. Well, you're finding that out. It's a perception of reality that you've gotten used to. It served you very well, but it is limiting. That's all. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just limiting. All of you have come forth into this incarnation intending to live less limited lives than previously. And you are doing that by far. But imagine if you could live a much less limited life. Well, in order to do that, you'd have to encounter the fears that prevent you from moving forward. And you'd have to process those fears and those limiting beliefs that trigger those fears. That's all the work that this is. But once you start getting a handle on how this works, you quite literally become limitless, because now you have the tools that enable limitlessness, where before you had no tools or even any perception of what limitless was. This is all available to you now, as much as you want to dive into it, and more inspiration will come to you. So this inspiration of wouldn't it be cool to teach the children all of this stuff? Well, that's sort of coming from lack consciousness, imagining that they need to know this stuff. Some will discover it. And by bumping into your vibration, they're a match to your interest in it as well. And so that's a wonderful thing, but they don't need anything. Nobody needs anything. Everyone has everything they need. All you need to see is your relationship to it all. So if you look at those kids and you say, wouldn't it be great if they knew what I know, or if they would have an ability to learn about this information early on, what amazing trajectories could they have? Well, that's imagining that there's some problem in there, like the programming is going to foul up their lives or something. And we want you to know that everything is always working out perfectly. So they will get everything they need. If they're inspired, their inner self will lead them on a journey that will lead them to information like this or some other information that will allow them to be introspective and to discover their own limiting beliefs if they are on that journey. But not everyone is on that journey yet. Some people are here to explore more of the inauthentic version of themselves. That's perfect. And you have to allow them to do that. Some people are here to face major manifestation events, and you would not want to smooth over those manifestation events or remove them out of their path. They are here to discover that. So now your perspective is everything is right with everyone else. That's the highest perspective that you can have. Everyone else is on their journey doing exactly what they intended to do. That will enable you to stay in alignment more often, especially with when you're around others who are trying to control, because you are used to thinking that other people can create your reality. Well, they're telling me what to do, so obviously they're creating my reality. Well, this is just the illusion. This is just the illusion that you've bought into because there's a limiting belief that says others could control you or create your reality, which is not true. And you are all learning more and more about that now. This is the exciting part of what you're discovering is all the stuff you thought was true, all the control, all the fear, that's not necessarily part of your reality. That's for others to play around with. You have your inner self who will guide you. And so when it seems like someone's controlling you, that's your relationship to your perspective on yourself. It's showing you that you're looking at yourself from a limited perspective. When you realize that nobody else can control you, that you're absolutely free and abundant, well, then you're seeing yourself from a higher perspective and your reality forms around that. Any form of control that could ever come into your reality is an awareness of yourself that is coming from a limited place. That's not true. That's just based in limiting beliefs. Once you process those limiting beliefs, you no longer have the same relationship with the idea of control. And you allow other people to try and control you or try and control others, it doesn't matter to you because it no longer affects you. You've raised your vibration, you've raised your perception of yourself, and now there's a new reality. So the illusion is that others can create in your reality or that you could create in their reality. Not true. The truth is you create in your own reality through your perception of yourself. Raise that perception, a new reality is created. Lower that perception, a new reality is created. So all you want to think is, how am I responding to that event or that person or this idea? And am I seeing it from the higher perspective or the limited perspective? If you're seeing it from the limited perspective, it's not true. If you're seeing it from the higher perspective, it's more true. And this is what creates your reality. This is how you can create anything you truly want, by seeing yourself as worthy of it, as infinite love, as magnificent and eternal and limitless, and that everything is coming for you to help you ascend to this idea of perfection. Wonderful question. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Dithria.
Hi. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about time. I find myself, I notice myself definitely using time as a limitation. And I wonder if you can give me some tips on how to cultivate more time. Apart from affirmations, I have observed in myself, if I just say to myself, oh my God, I don't have time, then of course I have no time. When I notice myself doing that, I'll say to myself, I have plenty of time, it's all an illusion, I can get it all done, it's all okay. And then suddenly I have loads of time. So apart from that, it's just that I have so much going on in my life and am I just limiting myself? Is this just
So
keeping myself small.
Who are you truly? Are you a limitless and eternal being of love?
Yes.
If you're eternal, have you had previous lifetimes?
Yes.
Will you have future lifetimes?
Maybe.
Will you exist in the non-physical?
Yes.
For how long?
Eternally.
And so even if there was a clock, eternity, you would have the absolute abundance of time. So are you trying to get everything done that you'll ever get done in this one life? You're trying to cram it all into this life?
Well, I think I put pressure on myself and I say to myself, I need to do this.
Why do you need to do anything other than what you're doing?
That's what I always, my inner self comes because through and says, everything that you need doing is being done. So it's
because you think there's somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I have this ideal that I want to attain and I need to do this, that, and the other thing to attain this ideal.
Yeah.
If you were to be a blended being, here's what your day would look like. Get up, inspiration to brush your teeth, inspiration to take a shower, inspiration to make breakfast, inspiration to go to the grocery store, inspiration to take the kids to school, all these inspiring ideas would look like normal humdrum daily life. But this is what you're here for. You're here to take care of your body and go to yoga and take care of the kids and cook the food and go grocery shopping and to do all those things. To live that life fully, you're not here to go sailing in the south of France on a yacht owned by a rich oil sheik. That's the ideal. That's the ideal. Maybe that will happen. But what you really want is a connection that you have with those kids and that town that you live in and those passions you're interested in. You're still doing yoga. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You're still cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids and laughing and playing with them.
Yeah. And I love that.
And what aren't you doing?
What aren't I doing is I'm not pushing past fear to
You're pushing past act all on, the fear that you need to push
on
past.
On inspiration. Okay.
You're pushing past all of that
fear. So this is just self-judgment. I'm judging myself as well.
And control.
Yeah.
So what if you imagine that I'm doing everything perfectly, everything I need to do. And when an inspiration comes, I will check that against the fear that pops up. I don't have enough time. Okay, you don't have enough time. Because you love what you're doing. You have all the time to do what you are doing. You want to sleep, don't you? You wouldn't want to only sleep 2 hours a night. Well, that would be possible if you really wanted to, just to sleep 2 hours a night. But then you'd have too much time. It would be dark. You'd be lonely. There wouldn't be anyone there. You'd be doing all these things, but it'd be weird to do it at that time at 4 a.m. You see, everything is perfect right now, and everything's unfolding perfectly. And the fact that you're just thinking about the inspiration that's flowing and the fear that's popping up, that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. When you can push past the fear, when you say, I can do this in this moment, then you'll have the time for it. Because that time part is the illusion.
Well, I'm getting so much inspiration and I feel like I'm not getting any of it done. Because I've just, my list just grows and grows and grows.
It's just an activity that you get to do if you want to do it in the moment. That's all it is.
Okay. Now, I write lists.
Imagine you had no children, no relationship.
I would get so much done.
No passion.
So much.
You get all this done.
I'd get so much done.
And for what end?
For nothing really, just for my satisfaction. And so I can say to myself, well done, and pat myself on my back. Yeah.
And when the kids grow up and move out of the house and go to college, what will you have then?
An abundance of time.
Exactly. You want it then, not now.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hey, Joshua.
Rebecca.
Hi there. So I'm taking the financial prosperity course. And one of the things that
Are you rich yet?
Getting there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually I am. I'm abundant. So, but one of the things that said in the meditation, in yesterday's meditation, she's saying that money is energy. It's meant to flow. It's not meant to be hoarded, et cetera, et cetera. So this brought up a thought for me. So for instance, I'm shopping for a car right now. There's a car shortage in the United States. I think.
Oh, is there? Knows. Is there really?
Yeah.
Who told you this? Where is this limiting belief coming from?
The dealerships, the news.
Isn't that wonderful? It works out for them, doesn't it?
It does.
Who doesn't it work out for?
Well,
you.
For someone who doesn't want to pay a premium to buy a car. Yeah.
Well, what's the premium? What are you comparing it to?
To what the list price is. So there will be a list price.
And isn't that just made up?
Yes. It's like the housing market. It's all made up.
What does it matter? What does it matter?
So that's okay. So this is my question. If I was looking at a Honda Civic, but in my heart, I really want a BMW hybrid and money is energy, the payments on one are easily double the payments on the other. Should I just go for what I want?
Well, you'll have to be a vibrational match to it. Mm-hmm. So either way, it is saying to you from your relationship to that, I am worthy of this. I am not worthy of this. And anything over here, I wouldn't even want. So let's say this. You could have the Honda at this payment, the BMW at this payment, or the Rolls Royce at this payment. So why aren't you driving the Rolls Royce? Because it doesn't match you. It's not anything you really want. It's no big deal. So you bring it down to, what do you want? Well, if I could have my choice of these two ideas, I would take the BMW. Am I worthy of the BMW? Well, you'll have to know that first, because otherwise you'll go into a manifestation event. You'll have people saying, what are you getting such an extravagant car? You can't afford this. Who do you think you are? You should have your bills paid. You'll have all these issues coming on. Then you'll have maybe a insurance payment that's much higher, or some kind of extra tax on it, or you'll find that the gas costs more, and you'll keep saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You see, but you are worthy of anything you want. And so we invite you to dig deeper into what you want and say, why aren't I worthy? Well, Joshua, there's not enough money rolling in. So what you're asking then is to say, well, I want everything paved smoothly. I want no manifestation events. I want no troubles coming up. I want to know for sure that I can afford X, Y, and Z before I take the leap. That's fine. That's wonderful. You might be 80 years old before this happens. That's great. Or you can take the leap now and say, I'm willing to encounter and tackle any manifestation event that comes up. I know I'm inherently worthy, yet I don't believe I'm inherently worthy because this question still lingers in my head. That's how I know. I'm receiving the inspiration to buy one car over the other car, but my limiting belief says that the cars are expensive and there's a shortage going on and I'm not going to get a good deal and maybe I should wait for later. All that ego talk. Doesn't matter. It's energy. But you have to take the leap and then suffer the consequences of manifestation events that will check to see if you're actually ready. Are you ready for this? Are you actually feeling worthy of it? Does this feel good and right to you? Or are you doubting yourself and doubting your decision and doubting every decision you ever made? And are you saying that, well, I want this for status. I want this so people think I'm a successful person so that when I roll up, they'll say, oh, Rebecca, she just knows what she's doing in every area of her life. She's got it together. Is that what you want people to say? And if that's what you want people to say, well, that car is only going to bring forth more manifestation events to prove to you where you are thinking about yourself. So we say, get your thinking straight. Mm-hmm. Get your thinking about yourself straight. You can have, be, and do anything in this reality. Mm-hmm. You are worthy of it all. It is your divine right to have anything you want. This is a playground for you to explore. But if you don't feel it and you try to manifest it, you're going to face a manifestation event, which is great because you want to know where your limiting beliefs are. And so when you take a leap of faith and you understand that a manifestation event is going to come along and you're prepared for it and you're ready to process that limiting belief and choose a higher perspective and say, if I lose the car, that's fine. It doesn't matter. If it is more expensive, I know that money will come in. But if it doesn't come in, I can always sell it or trade it back in or give it up and find something else. There's always options. I'm always supported in everything I do. So maybe I'm ready to take this leap right now, or maybe I'll take some other in-between leap. But certainly we say, if you're ready, push yourself a little bit. Have that faith that the universe has your back. Play with these ideas. You don't believe it yet, but how are you going to believe it unless you take a leap of faith? Because the more leaps of faith you take, the more confident you'll have in how the system works and your powers of creation. You all have amazing powers of creation, yet you're all limited, even Gary. Gary has had acted on enough inspiration that has led to the life that he's living now, and that he is flush with the feeling of complete abundance and freedom and worthiness and satisfaction and appreciation. And so he can do anything he wants to do. Yet he still will have to think about what other people will think to a certain degree, wherever he is. And you all will have to do that to the degree wherever you are. But understand that it's your misconception about yourself and your worthiness that's holding you back. Mm-hmm. Realize that that's a little thing. The difference between $300 a month and $600 a month is a tiny little thing. It is a minuscule thing from the perspective of the universe. It is a nothing from the perspective of the universe. But from your perspective, when you're looking at your life in the close-up, well, it seems like it's an obstacle that's hard to overcome. And you can't imagine where the extra money is going to come from, because your belief system is limited. And that inspiration that would allow you to afford it or to have ideas of other things to do, or even to stand up and ask for a raise at work or whatever it may be, that can't come in because it's blocked by these limiting beliefs about your worthiness and your right to the abundance that you so deserve. You see?
Yes.
So these ideas, this inspiration that comes in, is playing with you, seeing if, well, Rebecca decided to take this course and she decided to invest in herself. And so she's spending the time and money to do this thing. Now, you had the fear about doing that before you signed up for that as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it turned out that once you paid the payment for it, you've got the job. Isn't that proof how the system works? Yes. But you wanted to have the job before you paid for it.
Yes.
You see? And yeah. Once you paid for it, the job came.
Yeah.
So this is how the system works. Now, we're not saying go buy a yacht or a mansion right now, because you are not at that level yet, but you could be. It's no difference between a BMW and a 75-foot yacht. Mm. It's all in the mind. Because if you're willing to take a leap of faith, your inner self will guide you to everything you need to do to make that happen. If you're aware of your powers, if you're ready to move forward, you will be tested. You will face manifestation events. In the past, you would say, oh, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. Oh, I can't believe this happened to me. Oh, I should have known better. Oh, I made a terrible mistake. Now you're thinking differently. It's happening for me. I can't make a mistake. It's all part of this process of self-discovery and expansion. Everything is working out. Oh, this bill comes up. Great. Let's see how we tackle that. It's not a problem. We'll figure it out. It'll work. Don't worry about it. It's going to work out. It always does. Let's get into alignment. Let's get inspiration. Let's not try to control or act on urges to change things. Let's see it from the higher perspective, get into alignment, and see what inspiration comes. And then all this inspiration comes. Oh, let's ask for a discount. Oh, let's ask for a favor. Oh, let's do this thing I'm inspired to do that makes a little money. All that stuff will come to you now. Now, if you had this beautiful car that you loved and was $300 a month more, and you got this idea to go online and give something that you, some expertise, advice that you have, and you just happen to make $300 that pays for this difference in this car, that idea wouldn't have come to you before because you had no reason to, you see?
Yes.
That inspiration had no reason to come ever because you didn't need the money. So the universe is giving you not everything you want when you want it, because you want it. It's giving you everything you need to do whatever you need to do when you need to do it, but not before you need to do it. So take a little leap of faith, as much as you're willing to do, and see how the universe lines up for you to bring you everything you want, including manifestation events, because you want to know where your limiting beliefs are. Wonderful question.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I'll go.
Autumn.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. My first boot camp. Hi, everyone. A lot of this is very new. So I guess my question is, it's not fully concise, but how do you know everything is working out perfectly? And when things aren't necessarily moving in a certain trajectory, how do you know when it truly is maybe an unconscious limiting belief, or perhaps it's a redirect because that is just not your path? How do you subtly?
You will know it's a limiting belief when you feel negative emotion. You could not feel negative emotion if you didn't have a limiting belief. It'd not be possible. Without the limiting belief, everything would be perfect, but you have limiting beliefs. The limiting beliefs are limiting you from acting on inspired ideas. When you receive inspiration, fear will pop up because the limiting belief has been triggered. The inspiration is not to get you what you think you want. It's to move you forward on your journey of self-discovery. So if you're not aware of the process that you're here on a journey of self-discovery and you get this inspiration to do this thing off in left field, you'll say, that's not going to get me $1 million. I'm not doing that. That's not going to get me this, that, or the other thing. I'm not doing it. You see, when you are thinking that something should go in a trajectory, it is based on a desire. Those desires are generally based in lack and limitation. I want $1 million because I don't have $1 million. If I had $1 million, then I'd be free to do what I want to do. I'm not free to do what I want to do. So the only way out of this is to get $1 million. That desire for the $1 million is really a desire for freedom. The freedom exists now, but you can't see it. Your perspective is saying that you're limited. You're not free to do this, that, and the other thing you want to do. And so you see the solution is $1 million, or the solution is this achievement or this acknowledgement or this award or this thing you're creating that goes out into the world, whatever that is. This is for everyone else who's listening to this. That desire that you think you want is based in lack. It is good because it causes you to expand, because you will push past fear to effort and struggle your way to get what you think you lack. That's excellent. That is expansive, but it's expansive in a way that you're exploring the inauthentic version of you. So we're asking you to think in a new way. Imagine that every desire that you truly want will come to you the form of inspiration, and you've received lots of inspiration over the time. When you receive inspiration, you tend to assign an outcome to it. Oh, I'm inspired to do this, and that will get me that. So you hold on to this ideal, and then you judge your trajectory towards that ideal. Well, that ideal is still based in lack because you think you need it to feel good and happy. So we say, come into alignment. Think about the inspiration that's coming to you, all the little stuff that comes to you. Think about the action that you could take in the moment. Notice the fear that pops up. And analyze that fear. Is that fear rational, meaning the subject of that fear could kill you, or irrational, meaning it couldn't kill you? And if it's irrational, then you can push past it because there's no harm there. Oh, maybe you'll have to take a leap of faith to do something. But when you are out of alignment, when you're feeling as if something's not happening, when you're feeling that negative emotion, you're tapped into a stream of consciousness of fear and lack. In that stream of consciousness, you're going to attract thoughts based in that fear. Those thoughts will come flooding to you. You're going to receive urges to change the conditions. You're going to want to act out. You might get angry and want to punch the wall. If you punch the wall, it's not going to help you or the wall. You see? So we're going to be shifting your consciousness from the things you think you want, effort and struggle, pushing past fear to manifest and have some attachment to the outcome of desires that are based in lack, to being in alignment means accepting everything that exists now, not holding on to attachment of any outcomes, understanding that if you can be in alignment, your inner self will guide you through inspiration, through direct communication, through empathic abilities to everything you truly want. Now, everything you truly want may not seem like things you want now. Gary did not know he truly wanted to be a channel until he was one. He did not know that he was born for this until he started doing this. He looked at this as if it was the weirdest thing in the world until he saw all the other channels and all the other stuff and all the other communication, all the people he met, all the wonderful experiences he's had. He was attached to having a certain amount of money. That money came, is coming, but he now knows he doesn't need it because he doesn't lack it. He lacks nothing. And so his life is abundant and free and full of wonderful experiences and as much joy and fun as he's ever had. So when you're holding on to an outcome that you think you want and it doesn't look like it's happening, you have to know that it's for you. It's for you. Now, on the other side, in that tiny moment where a little inspiration comes in, doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, doesn't seem like it relates to anything. And you're saying, I don't want to do that thing. You have to look at that fear and say, why not? Why don't I want to? Now, you and many of you who are in this group are highly motivated producers. You do a lot of shit. You have a lot of stuff going on. You are making things happen. You are out there doing stuff. That's great because like Gary was, you're pushing past fear and you're expanding to new levels, yet you're always chasing the carrot and the carrot can never be caught ever, ever, ever. No matter how high you fly, you're never going to get satisfied. Get satisfied now. Now that feels like everything's going to stay the same way if you're satisfied now. That's the opposite of how this works. You appreciate what you have now. You see the perfection in it now. You see the love in it now. You see that you have these kids now. That's why it takes up all your time, because this is where you truly want to be. Your mind, your ego is going somewhere else, but everything is perfect now. If you could see that, then the inspiration would flow. If you say, I don't need that deal, I don't need that house, I don't need any of this stuff, it's perfect now, then the inspiration comes. And then the inspiration, if you act on a little bit, it'll take you somewhere. Somewhere you didn't know would go, somewhere small. And then in that new place, you'll get new inspiration because you've risen through the action to another level of you. And at that new place, you'll get a little more inspiration and that'll take you somewhere. And if you acted on inspiration for 4 weeks, one or two ideas a day, every day for 4 weeks, you'd be at an amazingly different place that would feel good and be what you truly want, what you truly want. When you get to where you truly want, you'll say, how the hell did I get here? I just acted on a few inspired ideas and here I am. This is amazing. And then you want some more because this is the design of the system. You want more. So if you're going after desires and you're achieving these things and you're ticking off the boxes, you'll notice that for the first couple of minutes, it'll feel good to attain your desire. But within a couple seconds, you'll be off onto another desire, pushing, 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 efforting, struggling on your way to that. Or you could act on the inspired ideas, one after the other, after the other, after the other, pushing past fear all along, expanding uncomfortably, stretching out of your comfort zone to do these weird things that make no sense. And 4 weeks, you look back and you go, that's amazing. That's amazing, the journey I just made in such a short amount of time, or a year, or whatever it is. The limiting belief is only limiting if the fear that arises when you're inspired causes you to stop and not take action. That's all it is. Now, in this bootcamp, you will learn the difference between desires and inspiration. You will learn about your imagination and how it tends to worry about the worst outcome, or hold on to some outcome you think will make you feel good. You'll learn how that you've been on this trajectory. Success in a hamster wheel the whole time. It's all been an illusion. But underneath it all, you've all received enough inspiration to be here now. How did that happen? Because you followed your interests and passions along the way. It's all working together perfectly. It's all working for you. And you're setting yourselves up right now at the beginning of this to go on a journey of what really matters, a journey of what do you truly love, a journey of all the programming and all the noise out there doesn't mean anything. And all those innocuous fears are easily overcome, to understand who you are, to have your soul's purpose revealed to you. When that is revealed to you, you'll look at everything in a new way. When you look at everything in a new way, you'll know the difference between the old desires and the new inspiration. When you get to that place, you'll have clarity. And that's what this is all about. This has been an amazing conversation with leading edge creators. We have never seen a more high vibrational group of people together in one call in the history of the world. It is a joy to be with all of you. You must give yourself credit for where you are and what you're thinking and how you're thinking and how you're doing. You're doing far better than you ever intended to do. It's amazing to see you all here. And with that, we are complete.
Bye, Joshua. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful call.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you would like to help other people find this podcast, please make sure you like and subscribe and leave a review and leave a comment and share it with your friends on Facebook and tell people about it. I know you all do. So thanks for all that. And if you'd like more information about Joshua, visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. If you'd like to join our friends at our Facebook group, which is Friends of Joshua, go ahead and search for that. And if you haven't read Joshua's first book, A Perception of Reality, this is what Joshua was talking about in this conversation. And it's a great foundation. It was the first book that's ever written. It was written 2014, and it is very popular. So check that out. You can find it on Amazon or wherever you buy books. And if you have any questions for me, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And until next time, have a wonderful day. Bye.